A very good morning on behalf of Teacher 613. We welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Baba Kama Kuf Gimel, Baba Kama 103a, pagination is 205, starting from the Mishnah, the bottom quarter of the page. Hagozel es chaveiro shava pruta. A person stole from his fellow the value of a pruta. A pruta is the minimum value that we work with in terms of calling it value. Doesn't mean that you're allowed to steal less, but it's an item of value. V'nishbalo, and he already made an oath that he didn't steal it. So this puts him in a more precarious situation. He's got more required of him in order to do tshuva. In general, there's a mitzvah v'heshev es hagzela asher gozal. You have to return that which you stole. And because he made an oath, he needs, as the Gemara explains, a very specific kapara. He needs an atonement to really get him through in the tshuva process. Whereas in other cases, it is possible that if the person doesn't need a kapara in such an extent, and he didn't make an oath, it is possible, at least according to some shitas, that he notifies the owner that he has the item, and that may be sufficient in certain cases. In any case, in this case, the person is Gozel Vinishba. He stole, and he already swore to deny it. Some point out that as a result, the person is not going to come back with any expectation that he's going to pay up, because they feel that once the guy swore, that's it, he'll never agree. And therefore, Yolichenu Acharov Lamadai. He has to bring it back to the owner. He has to travel and make sure that it reaches the owner in order to have his tshuva, even to a distant country. Lo yiten lo levno velo leshlucho, giving it to the son or the messenger is not going to be sufficient. Avom nosen leshliach bezdin. There is an allowance, pnei takonas hashavim, in order to make the tshuva attainable, that if he gave it to a shliach bezdin, to the shliach of the court, that would be considered sufficient on his behalf of having returned it. It's a discussion what exactly that accomplishes and what does the shliach bezdin do with it, but there is a certain allowance mipnei takonas hashavim so that people can do tshuva. V'immeis, and if the person who was stolen from died, yachsir liyorshav, you would be allowed to return the item to his inheritors, and that would be considered a return. Now, this discussion is very specifically by a gozel, a person who stole, that means open robbery, known stealing, and he made an oath to deny that he did it. And that's why this is very harsh and very clear that you have to bring it to him all the way to a different country if you want your atonement. What about other cases? If a person, for example, is a ganav, he did the theft privately, and he notifies the owner whenever you're in town, I have $100 to give you that belongs to you. Or a mazik, a person who damaged him in some way. A person who borrowed money and then never paid back. Now he wants to pay back. Is it sufficient to notify the owner of the money and say, whenever we meet up next, I'll give you the money? Or would this obligation to give it to him, to get it to him, wherever he may be, still stand? So on the one hand, it's not a gozel. He's not stealing v'nishba lo, and he made an oath to deny it. On the other hand, we have a question, if there is indeed a takonas hashavim, a special takona, to be more lenient on the person, because we want him to do tshuva, a person who borrowed money, not necessarily an issue of trying to enable him to do tshuva. Theft was a way of life that was such that there's a takonas hashovim for such a person because we're afraid he'll never do tshuva. He'll say, I want to do tshuva, I heard a good speech about being a good Jew, and I'm never going to steal again. And his wife might very well say, I'll laugh on you. If you want to do tshuva, you're going to have to dig deep into your assets to return everything and make amends. And that little bit of discouragement, as the story is brought, is enough to discourage a thief from doing tshuva. So if we go on record, no, you do tshuva, we're going to try to make it easy for you. According to some sources, we actually encourage people to be mochel, to forgive, so that he doesn't have to pay back if indeed he's doing a correct tshuva and he's not going to steal anymore. So we're dealing with the question, in order to make amends in different areas that you owe money, do you have the obligation to travel to return it, or is it just an issue of notifying the person, and whenever you'll meet up, you'll be able to give it back? This is compounded by another consideration, which is worthy of discussion as well. If the location of either the person who's owed the money or the person who owes the money, if their location has changed, if one of them changed, the other did not change, what happens if someone accidentally takes someone else's bag and takes it to a different country? So now he sends a message, sorry, I have your bag. Is that enough? Or he has to bring it back, maybe to the place where the other person lives, or maybe at least to the place where he took it from. What happens if the other person leaves? Can he simply return it to the place where he took it from, or does he have to get it to the person in his new location? Yoluchenu acharav lemodai, the demand of our Mishnah is very far-reaching, and we would need to know when that requirement applies. A good starting point in this endeavor is the Pesachei Choshen, Perek Dalid in Gneva, where he writes, Eina ganav v'hagazlan chayev lahamtzia gneva lebailim. A thief or someone who stole, whether it was done openly or in private, they do not have the obligation to bring the item to the owner wherever he may be. He went out of town. You don't have the obligation to follow him. You simply notify him that the item is in your hand and you're prepared to return it. And this is because no oath was made. But if initially the person was confronted about the theft and he swore to deny it, that's the case of stealing that's brought in our Mishnah, Hagozel es chavero, that he stole openly, and then he made an oath. Then chayev lirdof achar habay lemafilu bi'iyah yayom. He's obligated to pursue the owner of the money, even to a far-off country, overseas, ulahachzilohem, to return the item to the owner. Ve'imasu l'shliach hanigzal, and if you gave it to a messenger of the person you stole from, he says, you can give it to so-and-so, he's coming to my country, I'll consider that a method of return. Osha ha-bezdin osu shliach u'mosalo, or if the bezdin made a designated messenger and you gave it over to that person, Oliyad Bezdin, or to Bezdin itself, Yotza, that is sufficient. And this, as we mentioned, works with the effort that we're making certain accommodations in order that a person should be able to do teshuva. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.